of the nature of God. God's nature is to bless you. God's nature is to love you. So if we say that we're filled with God, then the desire of our heart should be to bless one another and to love one another. La naturaleza de Dios es de bendecir y amar. Si decimos que estamos llenos de Dios, debemos de amar unos a los otros y tener su deseo de bendecir a otras personas. Parte del temor de Dios y la reverencia de Dios es querer bendecir a otros. It's wanting to bless other people. We're blessed to be a blessing. Estamos bendecidos para bendecir. Amen. Okay, vamos a segundo to 2 Corinthians 10:35. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10:35. Stay with me tonight. I know we're going a little bit fast. Segundo de Corintios 10:30, capítulo 10, verso 3 al 5. 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 through 5. Word of God says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Yeah. We walk in the flesh, but we don't fight in the flesh. We war in the Spirit. We war through the Holy Spirit. A través del Espíritu Santo nosotros guerreamos. Andamos en la carne, pero no peleamos en la carne. We don't war in the flesh. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We're in a battle because we need to pull some strongholds down. Estamos en una batalla porque hay ataduras que nosotros tenemos que desatar. That's why God... We have the Holy Ghost. Es la razón que tenemos el Espíritu Santo, so we can fight. So we can get up in war. So we can go ahead and make sure that nothing gets a hold of us that God doesn't want in our lives. Para que nada venga en nuestra vida, que Dios no quiera en nuestra vida. Tenemos el poder en el nombre de Jesús. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have power. There's power in the name of Jesus. And you will experience that power as you turn yourself over more and more to God. As you die to yourself and you just let God just take everything over, you will experience more of God's power. Entre más usted se muere la carne, más poder de Dios usted va a tener. I was ministering in Mexico. At a ranch where they hadn't had rain in years. And I ministered 3 days. And I began to declare, "I hear the abundance of rain," just like the prophet in the Word of God. And I began to cry out and ask for God to forgive the people of that ranch for all of their sins and the witchcraft and adultery and drunkenness and all that stuff. And I declared that for 3 days. On the third day, the rain came. Amen. Hadn't happened in years. Rain would always come over, kind of just dance over the ranch, but it would go somewhere else. But that day, it came down. And I was driving back into town in a vehicle that wasn't even mine. And softball-sized hail started coming down, hitting that vehicle. And I said, "In the name of Jesus, I command that hail to stop now." And the hail stopped immediately. And my father-in-law was in shock. And so was my wife's best friend. They were like, "Whoa." Because God gave you and me power. You know, and it's according to your level of faith what you're going to see. Es de acuerdo a tu nivel de fe lo que tú puedes ver, pero Dios nos ha dado poder. Poder para parar la tormenta, poder para parar el granizo. Yo lo he hablado y se ha parado y la gente se queda maravillado. Y aquí dice la palabra, and the word of God says here, might through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I want to focus on that a little bit. Sino poderosas en Dios para la destrucción de las fortalezas. For the pulling down of strongholds. The power of God is so that we can pull the strongholds down. El poder de Dios para derrumbar las fortalezas, las ataduras. We got a lot of people don't believe in spirits and things like that, and you start telling them about demons and they don't believe in any of that. Hay gente que no cree en demonios, espíritus y todo, but they exist even though you don't believe in them. Aunque usted no lo crea, existen. And the stronghold, la fortaleza, the stronghold is thoughts that come into your mind and they form there and they set there, and they're thoughts that go against the truth of God, against the knowledge of God, and they're beliefs that cause you to look at God in a different way than who God is. La atadura son fortalezas, son pensamientos fuertes, son creencias que se forman en la mente, que son hechos de pura mentira, y te hace creer cosas que no son, y hasta ver a Dios de otra manera de quién Él en verdad es. So our weapons are not flesh and blood. Nuestros armas no son sangre. No es sangre y hueso y espadas. Somos alma, cuerpo, espíritu. We're body, soul, and mind. Y lo que el diablo quiere hacer, what the devil wants to do, he wants to make your mind his playground. Él quiere ser tu mente su área de recreo. If he can get into your mind and get you to believe something that's not even in the Word of God, that's a stronghold. Y él puede entrar a tu mente y hacer creer algo que no está escrituramente correcto, que no es la verdad. Esa es una atadura. You know, like I was saying, you tell a kid, you're no good. You're never going to amount to anything. And that kid's going to believe you. Because you're an adult and they're a child. And they're going to live the rest of their life believing that until somebody sets them free with the truth. Es como decir a un niño, tú nunca vas a valer nada, tú no sirves para nada. Ese niño lo va a creer porque usted es un adulto. Y él va a decir, pues ha de ser verdad porque es un adulto. Y toda su vida va a vivir con esa atadura hasta que alguien llegue con la verdad y lo haga libre. I don't know what your battles are. Yo no sé cuáles son sus batallas, but I know one thing. It doesn't matter what it is. God can set you free. No importa que sea la cosa, Dios te puede hacer libre. Me and my wife been ministering to some couples that they were like at this impasse in their marriage, and divorce is the only solution, and we don't love each other anymore, and the Holy Spirit would just let us, and it got fixed. You know, because if you listen to the Holy Ghost will show you where to go. Nos ha tocado matrimonios que ya no nos amamos, hasta aquí llegamos, se acabó. Pero el Espíritu Santo te guía de una manera y te hace ayudar cómo quebrar las ataduras. How to break those strongholds. You know, the strongholds are rooted in something. Las ataduras tienen raíces. Hay que llegar a las raíces. We got to get to the root. What is the root of the problem? ¿Qué es el verdadero problema? Amen. Es como la hierba. Si tú nomás cortas lo de arriba, va a crecer otra vez. It's just like a weed. If you just cut the top part of it and you leave the roots in the ground, what's going to happen? It's going to come right back and take over your yard. And me and my wife, God was really using us a lot has used us a lot for deliverance. And I got to this place where we have people coming from big old churches to our church because they want to get delivered. But they just want to get delivered and go back. wherever they were. Teníamos mucha gente que llegaba a nuestra iglesia porque otra gente decía, oh, estos pastores, Dios los usa grandemente para liberación. Querían llegar a ser libres, pero luego regresan a su iglesia donde estaban y se vuelven a atar otra vez porque no saben ni de qué estaban, por qué estaban atados en el primer lugar. They go back and eventually they end up getting bound up again because they don't even know why they were bound up in the first place. That's why you have to pull it out with the roots. Tienen que sacarlo con la raíz. Amen. Satan is seeking to destroy the body of Christ. Satanás está buscando destruir el cuerpo de Cristo. The church, la iglesia. We got to get beyond this mentality of the church is the four walls. Tenemos que, cuando vimos la iglesia, perdernos de esa mentalidad, oh, los cuatro paredes. No, la iglesia somos nosotros. It's those blood-bought. It's us, those who have received Christ as our Savior. We are the church. So he wants to destroy us. And he wants to set up strongholds in our minds so we will not know who God truly is. So that we can't have an intimacy with God. So that when we open up our mouth, because we honor God and our hearts are pure, God responds. El diablo quiere que haga ataduras para dañar nuestra relación íntima con Dios, para que cuando abrimos nuestra boca, Dios ni siquiera nos pone atención porque estamos atados. Am I making sense tonight? ¿Tiene sentido? So you can't enjoy an intimate relationship with God if you're bound up. No puedes disfrutar una relación íntima con Dios si estás atado. I got a nephew, tengo un sobrino. I told him about 2 years ago, I told him, if you don't make some changes, you're going to have problems with your wife. Le dije, si tú no haces cambio, va a haber, vienen problemas con tu esposa. Went in one ear, out the other. Se entró por un oído y salió por otro oído. Word of God says, believe the prophet and you will prosper. Cree el profeta y prosperarás, dice la palabra de Dios. Well, his wife just left him last week. Su esposa lo acaba de dejar la semana pasada. And now, hindsight's 20/20. Ahora mirando atrás, todo bien claro, 2020. Puedo ver todo bien claro, tío. I can see it all clearly now. And I can't tell you how many people I've had tell me, I wish I'd known you before I had this certain problem. I'd probably still be married. Me han dicho uno, si te hubiera conocido antes de que tuve problema en mi matrimonio, a lo mejor todavía te hubiera casado yo. And it's not the person, no es la persona, but it is the person of the Holy Spirit. Pero sí es la persona del Espíritu Santo que te puede ayudar. That can help you in any situation you are in. So that Holy Spirit is so we can break down the strongholds. El Espíritu Santo es para quebrar esas ataduras, cualquiera que sean. It doesn't matter what they are. That nephew's in our house right now living with us and we're ministering to him every day. Estaba viviendo en nuestra casa por unos días y le estamos ministrando todos los días. I told him, you got to change from the inside out. You got to start with you. You can't do nothing about her. She's bound up. She's upset. You got to leave her alone. You got to start with you. You got to start with what you can change. Huh? God doesn't want you to change just on the outside. He wants you to change from the inside out. Le dije, tienes que empezar contigo. Tú no la puedes cambiar. Ella ya se fue. Empieza contigo. Deja que Dios te cambie, te haga de nuevo de adentro para afuera. Because God, when he changes you from the inside out, you don't have to toot a horn. Everybody will know whether or not you're of God. Cuando Dios te cambia de adentro para afuera, tú no tienes que andar pitando la tocando la trompeta, la gente se va a dar cuenta, oye, esta persona es diferente. Something different about this guy. Este tiene algo. The whole world's falling down all around him, but he's still got a smile on his face. Está cayendo todo el mundo a su alrededor, pero todavía tiene una sonrisa. What's the deal? ¿Qué es lo que pasa? ¿Y qué produce los ataduras? What do the strongholds produce? A lot of fighting, puro peleadero. A lot of arguing. Andar alegando. Arguing with everybody. Peleando con todos. Arguing with your spouse. Peleando con tu pareja. Y no hay paz. There ain't no peace. Nothing but stress. Puro estrés. Because we have believed things sometimes as truth. We've taken some things as truth that ain't the truth. Hay cosas que hemos aceptado como la verdad que no es verdad. Ejemplo. Hay gente que tiene tres trabajos. There's some people that have two or three jobs. Because our tendency is to put our hands on it and try to fix it ourselves. Porque la tendencia de nosotros es poner nuestras manos sobre la cosa y arreglar ese problema. And ni modo, me tocó tres trabajos. So, well, I guess I just had to have three jobs. When are you going to worship God? Where's your time to worship God with three jobs? ¿Dónde vas a adorar a Dios con tres trabajos? You see, we're all out of order. Estamos todos fuera de orden. Bible says, love thy, the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Amarás a tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con todo tu alma, con todo tu mente. You got to start there. Tienes que empezar allí. When you put God first, He'll take care of your business. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Y cuando ponemos a Dios primero, es cuando todas las cosas vendrán por añadura, porque estamos buscando primeramente el reino de Dios. We pastors run into y'all. How's it going? Pastor.
The devil's beating up on me, Pastor. Don't know what to do. I can't sleep. Can't breathe.
Los encontramos. ¿Cómo está?
Ay, paso. No sé qué me pasa. No puedo respirar, no puedo dormir. Ya no sé qué hacer.
You hear some sister went to the doctor. Sister, what happened? It was hurting right here, sister. And what did the doctor say? Well, he said I got some kind of disease. Oh my God, maybe I have the same thing. I've been having the same pains. Holy, oh my God. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Not much faith there. I'm not going to be declaring sickness and infirmity. Pues así pasa, ¿verdad? Una hermana va al doctor, ay, que me duele aquí. ¿Qué te dijo el doctor? Ay, hermana, que una enfermedad, quién sabe. Ay, Dios, a lo mejor lo tengo yo también. Me está pasando esos dolores. No andes declarando. Tenga cuidado lo que tú declares. Be very careful what you declare out of this mouth. Because whatever you speak is what you're going to see. Lo que tú hablas, lo que tú vas a ver. You read the book of Job. Lee el libro de Job. He had a fear. A lot of fears. And all of his fears happened. Tenía muchos temores y todo lo que él temió fue lo que le pasó. Se le murió toda su familia, all his family. Just read the whole book. Let all leave it with the hope. You have to guard your minds. Tienen que guardar, cuidar sus mentes. ¿Qué es lo que está llegando a esa mente? What is getting to your mind? You've got adders and subtractors in this world. Tiene gente que va a agregar a tu vida. Tiene gente que va a quitar. You better separate yourself from the subtractors. Apártate de la gente que nomás viene a quitar, quitar, quitar. They're either adding to your walk with Christ or they're taking away. O te están ayudando a servir y buscar más de Dios o están quitando tu tiempo de Dios con Dios. You get around people that are negative, you're going to end up being negative. Te metes con gente que viene negativo, tú vas a ser negativo también. Whatever you feed off of, de lo que tú te alimentes. What does God want? ¿Qué es lo que quiere Dios? He wants you to have an unshakable, unmovable faith. Dios lo que quiere que usted tenga un fe tan grande y tan fuerte que nada te mueve y nada te asusta. Don't let the devil see you sweat. No dejes que el diablo te mire sudando. Don't let him see you worrying and being all bound up in fear. No dejes que te vea asustado y en temor. Shaking and trembling. Having a panic attack. Teniendo ataque de pánico. I don't know. No sé. Devil's playing with your mind. Está jugando con tu mente. You gotta be like the widow. Tiene que ser como la viuda. A prophet's ark coming a long way away. El profeta la miró viendo. There comes that woman. Ahí viene esa mujer. Go see if she's all right. Ve si está bien. Llegó el hombre, el asistente del profeta. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. All is well. Sí, todo está bien. Se había muerto su hijo. Ella todavía estaba declarando. Todo está bien. Her son had died, and she kept saying, all is well. All is well. Until she got to the prophet, all is well. Because when you're really convinced about something, you don't need nobody to help you believe it. Cuando estás convencido de algo, tú no necesitas que alguien te esté ayudando a creer. I don't care what's coming out of the mouth of your children. No importa lo que está saliendo de su boca. Confusion, confusión. You declare something else. Declara otra cosa hasta que se manifiesta, until it manifests itself. Lady, for years and years. How's your son? My son's serving the Lord. He was out in the bars. One day. She declared it so much that he ended up in the house of God serving God. Una señora por años de años, ¿cómo está tu hijo? Está sirviendo al Señor, está en la casa de Dios. Y nunca llegaba a la casa de Dios. Hasta que un día llegó y dejó de ser borracho. Porque ella declaró y declaró y declaró hasta que se manifestó. She kept on declaring and decreeing and declaring and decreeing, declaring and decreeing. I'm telling you what, you got a husband ain't saved? You start declaring, my husband's saved. My husband's serving the Lord. Tengo un marido que no está sirviendo a Dios. Mi esposo está salvo, está sirviendo al Señor hasta que se manifieste, until it manifests itself. And start planning what you want to receive, what you want to gather. Empieza a sembrar lo que tú quieres recibir. Well, my husband, he don't kiss me anymore. He don't hug me no more. Mi marido ya no me abraza, ya no me acaricia, ya no me da besos. Empieza a sembrar lo que tú quieres recibir. Start planting what you want to receive. You start. Usted empieza. ABCs, baby. Abrazos, besos y caricias. Hugs, kisses, ABCs. That's how I tell them, so they can remember it. Para que se acuerdan. Amen. Strongholds keep our emotional lives from being fully intimate with God. Una atadura viene. Esa cosa viene a tus emociones para que tú no puedas tener intimidad con Dios. ¿Cómo vas a llegar a Dios si tienes un problema con alcohol? How you gonna get to God if you got a problem with alcohol? How you gonna get to God if you got a problem with drugs? Tienes un problema con drogas, ¿cómo vas a llegar a Dios? You got a problem with adultery, fornication. Un problema de adulterio y fornicación. ¿Cómo vas a arrimarte a Dios? You got a problem with pornography, pornografía. How are you going to get close to God? Huh? The stronghold is a stronghold. Una atadura es algo que te tiene agarrado bien fuerte. Por eso es una atadura. I've delivered people by God's grace. Por la gracia de Dios, Dios me ha usado para liberar a gente. I've seen those things manifest. He visto esos espíritus que se manifiestan. One time I had a kid, he was only like an 18-year-old kid, and he was... You know? My wife was actually getting spooked. I looked at her. There's not time to be scared, baby. And there's a time in the name of Jesus. Estamos liberando un muchacho una vez y así andaba bramando como un toro, temblando y temblando. Y ella, como mi esposa, la miré como que se espantó. Le dije, este no es el tiempo. Es el tiempo de clamar más a Jesús. And he was set free. Dios lo liberó completamente. And he came to me a few days later. He was a pastor's nephew. Era un sobrino de un pastor. He said, I never can remember a time in my life that I lived a day without thinking about a lie. Every time I met people, I was, before I even talked to them, I was lying. I was coming up with all these lies in my head. And ever since you delivered me, I don't have that problem anymore. Un muchacho decía, yo con toda la gente que conocía, era puro, mi vida era pura mentira, ni los conocía, y mentira tras mentira. Dijo, nunca me puedo acordar un día donde yo no estaba inventando mentiras, pero ahora que usted, Dios lo usó para liberarme, ya no tengo ese problema. Spirits. Spirits that come in here, and they want to stay there. Son espíritus que llegan aquí a tu mente y ahí se quieren quedar. You have 3 seconds to kick it out. Tienes 3 segundos para hacerlo marchar. If you don't, it will pass from your mind to your heart. When it passes to your heart, it's going to manifest in your life sooner or later. Tienes 3 segundos para votarlo. Si usted no lo vota, se va a pasar de la mente a su corazón y tarde o temprano se va a manifestar si llega a tu corazón. Lee la palabra de Dios. Read the word of God. It says adulteries, fornications, all comes from the heart. Adulterio, fornicación, todas esas cosas, obras de la carne, vienen del corazón. I'm preaching the word of God. Estoy hablando la palabra de Dios. Huh? It takes discipline to keep your heart pure. Se lleva disciplina para mantener tu corazón puro. Huh? And the thoughts are places where demonic forces can hide. Los pensamientos son lugares donde los demonios pueden esconder. Why Jesus said, the mouth speaks out of the abundance of the heart. Por eso Jesús dijo, la boca habla del corazón, de la abundancia del corazón. ¿Eh? When someone says, I hate you. Cuando alguien te dice, yo te odio. They're speaking from the heart. Están hablando del corazón. Pastor, I'm tired. Pastor, yo estoy cansado. They're speaking from the heart. Oh. Glory to God. Huh? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, Pastor. Estoy enfermo y cansado de estar enferma y cansado. Then you need to make a change. You need to recognize that change doesn't come unless you make a change. Necesita reconocer que cambio no viene si tú no haces cambios. Amen. You have to. When thoughts come to your mind that are not what God wants, you have to on purpose begin to think about something else and rebuke those thoughts. Cuando vienen pensamientos a tu mente que no son de Dios, a propósito, tú tienes que proponerte, botar esos pensamientos y ponerte a pensar en las cosas que sí están bien y las cosas que sí le agradan a Dios. That's what you have to do. That's how you have to fight. Así te tienes que pelear. Yeah. Men have to be careful what they're looking at. Hombres tienen que tener cuidado que lo que están viendo. Women have to be careful what they're looking at too. Las mujeres también tienen que tener cuidado. Huh? It takes the discipline for a guy to look away. Lleva disciplina para un hombre ver. Oh, Lord, help me. I know. I look away, Lord. I love my wife. Hallelujah. Thank you for my wife, Lord. I thank you. I don't need nothing else but her. After you, that is. ¿Eh? Yo digo al Señor, yo ve algo hoy, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús. Gracias por mi esposa, Señor. Después de ti, ella es todo lo que yo necesito. Yo no necesito otra. ¿Eh? Can barely handle one. What do you want two for? Apenas puede uno con una. ¿Para qué quiere dos? Amen. A stronghold is something that challenges God's truth. Una atadura es algo que está desafiando la verdad de Dios. It's challenging. What did God say? Está desafiando lo que Dios dijo. That's why Jesus said, the Bible says, and he did not many miracles there because of their unbelief. Por eso la Biblia dice, y no hizo muchos milagros ahí Jesús por su incredulidad. What was the stronghold, Pastor? ¿Qué era la atadura? Doubt and unbelief. Duda. Falta de creer. Esa era la atadura. Por eso Jesús no hizo los milagros. Why Jesus didn't do the miracles there. That's why in some churches there's miracles, signs and wonders, and in others there's nothing going on. Hay unas iglesias donde hay milagros, señales, prodigios. Hay otras donde no hay nada. Porque no creen. They just don't believe. I don't believe in all that shaking and all that stuff. Yo no creo en todo ese tembladero y que se están cayendo and they're falling down and they're speaking and I don't even know what they're saying. I don't believe in all that. Blessed are those that believe without seeing. That's what Jesus said. Jesús dijo, bendecidos son los que no tienen que ver. Y todavía creen. And what Thomas say, I ain't gonna believe, Lord, unless I put my hand into that hole in your hand. Huh? Dijo Tomás, ¿verdad? Yo no voy a creer si yo no meto mi mano en tu mano ahí donde está el agujero. Yo no voy a creer que eres tú. And we got to get rid of the stinking thinking. Tenemos que deshacernos de los pensamientos que apestan, en verdad. Because that's what gets in the way of God. Es lo que se entremete con Dios. La manera que pensamos y vemos, the way we see things and the way we perceive things, sometimes it's what keeping God from doing something in your life. Es lo que está deteniendo las manos de Dios de hacer algo en tu vida. La incredulidad, la duda, the doubt, the unbelief. Colossians 3:10. Colosenses 3:10. Colossians 3:10. See, when we're born again, all the wrong ideas about God are supposed to get eliminated. Cuando nosotros nacemos de nuevo, todos los pensamientos cerrados tienen que ser eliminados. Pensamientos de Dios y sobre quién es él. All the bad ideas about what God is and who God is. You know, God is just up in heaven and he's just waiting to zap you. Dios está ahí en el cielo, nomás está esperando para tronarte. No, when you go deep with God, you find out that God is a God of love and mercy and grace. Cuando tú vas profundamente con Dios, te das cuenta que Dios es un Dios de gracia, de misericordia, de amor. Loved us when nobody else wanted to have nothing to do with us. Nos amó cuando nadie más quería nada con nosotros. Dios nos amó. Me vistes a mí cuando nadie me vio. Me amaste a mí cuando nadie me amó. You saw me when nobody else saw me. You loved me when nobody else loved me. That's who God is. Es quien es Dios. The Bible says we're the apple of his eye. La Biblia dice que somos la niña de sus ojos. Entonces, ¿quién es Dios? Colossians 3:10 says that we need to put on the new man and be renewed in the knowledge of Christ. Tenemos que poner el nuevo hombre y ser renovados en nuestro entendimiento. So tonight you need to walk away from this place with some more understanding. En esta noche tienes que salir de este lugar con más entendimiento. ¿Qué son ataduras? What are strongholds? Where do they come from? ¿De dónde vienen? Del infierno. From hell. How do I get rid of them? ¿Cómo me deshago de ellas? With the power of God. Con el poder de Dios. You got something you can't get rid of? You need to come to Pastor. Pastor, I have a problem. Tú tienes algo que tú no sabes cómo sacarlo de tu vida, es una atadura, tienes que llegar con el pastor. Pastor, necesito ayuda. I don't know if I shared it last time. I think I did. There was a pastor that I helped for a few years that just got sentenced to prison for abusing a child sexually. And I asked myself, why didn't he come to me and say, Brother Lee, I have this problem. And I know God uses you for deliverance. Can you help me? And I always wonder, why do I keep having clashes with this pastor? You see, because if you really want to get set free, you have to start by humbling yourself. Tuve problemas con un pastor, ¿verdad? Lo acaban de sentenciar porque abusó una niña. Y me ha puesto a preguntar, está en la cárcel, ¿verdad? La penitencia del Estado. Y me he puesto a pensar, ¿por qué no vino conmigo? ¿Por qué no fue sincero? Hermano Lee, yo sé que Dios te usa para liberación. Tengo este problema. ¿Me puedes ayudar? El problema es que tenemos que humillarnos. We have to humble ourselves. The Bible says God is close to the humble and the prideful he sees from a distance. La Biblia dice que Dios está muy cerca a los que son humildes, pero los soberbios, los orgullosos, los egoístas, Dios los mira de lejos. There's a scripture that says God hates these six things and a proud look is the first thing. Hay una escritura que dice que Dios odia seis cosas y el primero es, ¿verdad?, una mirada orgulloso. So, tenemos que entender que Dios quiere renovar nuestra mente y quiere que entendamos qué es la personalidad de Dios. God wants us to understand that he wants to renew our mind and he wants us to understand his personality, who God is, so that strongholds can't come in. You know that there are people that are in depression right now because they believe nobody loves them. Hay gente en depresión porque creen que nadie los ama. Christmas. A lot of people are in depression. En la Navidad hay mucha gente en la depresión. Why? ¿Por qué? Because they can't buy the whole world a gift. No le pueden comprar a todo el mundo un regalo. Es Satanás lo que quiere hacer, hermanos, es que nosotros quedemos con una perspectiva distorsionada de quién es Dios. What Satan wants to do is he wants to distort how we look at God. He doesn't want us to have a clear knowledge of who God is, what God is. So, we get bombarded. Nos está bombardeando. With thoughts. With all kinds of thoughts. Con muchos pensamientos. Para atacar quién es Dios. To attack who God is. There are a lot of people you probably know that say, I'm not going to church. There's nothing but hypocrites there. ¿A poco no conoce mucha gente que dice, yo no voy a ir a la iglesia por hipócritas? People stop coming to church because they couldn't agree on what color the wall needed to be. Gente deja de venir a la iglesia porque se pelearon, no podían estar de acuerdo qué color iba a ser la pared o la alfombra. Who cares? The only thing that matters is God is there. And I want to be where God is at. And I want more of him. And whatever it takes, I want more. I'm going to be there. That's the mindset we need to have. Es la mente que tenemos que tener. No importa qué color sea el pared, la alfombra. Yo quiero estar donde está Dios. Yo quiero llenarme más de Dios. Yo quiero más de Dios. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You don't feel filled? You need to get some more hunger. Bienaventurados los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque serán saciados. No te sientes saciado, es porque te falta hambre de Dios. Whatever you feed the most is going to be the strongest. Lo que tú alimentas más va a ser más fuerte. If you feed the flesh, man, flesh is going to be stronger than the spirit, the soul, man. If you feed your soul more than you feed the flesh, your spirit, man, is going to be stronger than the flesh. When the trial comes, you're not going to bow down to the devil. Cuando viene la prueba, tú no te vas a arrodillar al diablo. When you feed the spirit, man, more than the flesh. Amen? Well, Pastor, I don't know. I don't know, Pastor. One day I'm up here, and the next day I'm down here, and the next day I'm way up there. And stop living by your emotions. Oh, Pastor, yo no sé, un día estoy acá en las nubes, el otro día estoy en la valle de lágrimas y la muerte, y otro día estoy acá. Pues deja de vivir en tus emociones. Your emotions are like a roller coaster. Las emociones son como una, ahí como ondas del mar, nomás para arriba, para abajo, para arriba, para abajo. You know what? Living in your emotions will get you in trouble. Viviendo en tus emociones es lo que te mete en un problema. Your wife cheats on you. You end up divorced. Some other lady paying attention to you. And, well, God want me to be loved. She nice. She got a little problem with drinking, but she nice gal. That's your emotions talking. Huh? Se deja la esposa, ¿verdad? Te falla en adulterio y te divorcias y luego conoce a otra mujer y dices, pues está buena, está, tiene un problema con tomar, pero está buena. Esos son tus emociones. Eso es vivir en tus emociones. That's living by your feelings. Huh? If you live by your feelings, you wouldn't be here. I don't know about you, but I don't feel like getting up to church every single day. ¿Eh? Uno no siente cada día, vamos a la iglesia. ¿Eh? You have to be honest. We've all had one Sunday where we were the pastor or something, and we didn't, the Sunday school teacher, and we didn't want to show up that day. We're tired. Hay que ser honestos. Todos tenemos un día como que no queremos llegar. Estamos cansados. Algo nos pasó. When we do deliverance, my wife always feels the next day like a train ran over her. I'm like, all right, praise God. We delivered somebody else. And she's like, I wish it didn't affect me the way I wish it didn't affect me just like it doesn't affect you. And I can't tell you why she feels that way, but it happens every time. So when it comes to men, I just do it myself. Cuando se trata de hombres, yo solo. Liberación. Pero a mi esposa sí le toca duro. Después de liberación, el siguiente día se siente como que un tren se fue de encima de ella. Se siente bien cansada. Se siente... Because you're fighting with spirits. Estás peleando con espíritus. ¿Mm? Well, Pastor, I don't know, Pastor. I just shook her hand, Pastor. All of a sudden, I had a big old headache, Pastor. No sé, Pastor, ¿qué me pasó? Nomás le di la mano y me dio un dolor de cabeza. That'd be the spirits trying to come in. Esos son los espíritus que quieren llegar. You walk into a place, your heart is pure, and all of a sudden, unnatural thoughts are coming to your mind, and you're going, what in the world is going on? I don't. Because there's spirits in the atmosphere. Entras a un lugar, ¿verdad? Y tú tienes tu corazón puro y de repente vienen pensamientos innaturales, cosas que tú nunca piensas, cosas malas, malignas, pensamientos malignos, evil thoughts come into your mind. And you're like, what in the world is going on? And it's because you're coming into an atmosphere. When the Holy Spirit is strong in your life, the Holy Spirit gives you discernment. Cuando está fuerte el Espíritu Santo en tu vida, te da discernimiento. Walk into a Walmart at the register. The girl's checking you out. And the Lord tells you she wants you. Lord. Help me, Lord. That's happened to me. Believe it or not. You don't have to believe it. I was about 30, 40 pounds lighter. But you know, the Holy Spirit lets you know what's going on. El Espíritu Santo te da discernimiento y te deja saber qué es lo que está pasando a tu alrededor. Para que te cuides, to take care of you, to help you. To keep you out of your emotions. It's just emotion. You know? The Holy Spirit's trying to keep you out of there. Pastor Marty, what did he preach? All he did was sing. All he did was make us laugh, Pastor. I would sing to my wife, and she would say, Mejor cántale a Cristo. She would tell me, you better sing to Jesus. Stick with Jesus. I would start singing, Usted es la culpable de todas mis angustias y todos mis quebrantos. Usted llenó mi vida de dulces inquietudes y amargos desencantos. I was like, no, mi amor, mejor cántale Jesús. I would be singing to her, you're the reason I'm having all these anxieties and all these. She'd be like, no, you better just stick with singing to Jesus. Huh? Seriously. Colossians 4:2. I want to ask somebody to read that. Can somebody find that for me and read it? Alguien me lo puede leer. Colossians 4:2. Colossians 4:2. Oh, say it again. Okay. Devote yourself to prayer. What else? Be watchful and thankful. Dedícate a la oración, echa el ojo y tenga gratitud en todo. Sea agradecido en todo. You gotta get into a prayer room and lock yourself up when strongholds are trying to come in. Tienes que aprender a meterte en un closet, encerrarte, ponerte a orar cuando quieren llegar ataduras a tu vida. You're fighting all day with your spouse. You don't even know what the fight is about. You get to that place that you just don't care anymore. You don't care if they come or if they go. As long as they leave you alone. You're in a dangerous place. Well, Pastor, I don't see the danger. I'll be better off if he would just get up and leave. We fight all the time anyway. I'm sitting here praying and nothing ain't changing anyway. Nothing changing anyway. So, Pastor, I don't care if he comes or he don't come. All I need is Jesus. What do you do with husband, love your wife, says Christ, love the church? What do you do with women, love your husbands and submit yourselves to them as the head of the body? Well, Pastor, all I need is Jesus. Pastor, no más necesito a Jesús. Let me explain something to you. Let me explain. If you ain't right with your spouse, you ain't right with God. I don't care how many times you come to church. I don't care how much you sing and shout and cry. You ain't right with God if you ain't right with your spouse. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost all up in here right now. Show up at your house. Man, you're just getting fatter. I just don't need you anymore. Is that all you married me for? So I could cook for you? You want somebody to cook and clean for you? I don't need another baby. You already gave me five. And all the amens went to an end. Huh? I'm telling you. There's a scripture that says, husbands, treat your wives gingerly, delicately, carefully, with love, so that your prayers will not be hindered. Amen. Well, Pastor, how can I be tender and ginger and all that with her? I mean, all she does is moan and groan. And, you know, Pastor, I tell you, the Holy Spirit's been taking me to that scripture that says it's better to be on the roof by yourself than dwell with a bitter woman. Well, you need to take some accountability, because if she's bitter, maybe we sowed something there that made her bitter. Huh? Maybe we said something like, I wish you could cook like my mama. You know what she gonna say? Go live with your mama. You don't like my cooking? It was to say, oh yeah, baby, what you want? What you want to eat? Well, my love, we're going to go eat your mom's house. You show up at mom's house, she ain't even there. Because it wasn't from God. Because the easy solution ain't usually God. You're usually swimming against the current when it's God. When you're flowing with the devil, the stream just takes you. You ain't got to do nothing. In God's way, Lord, help me. I feel the storm, Lord. I feel the wind, but I know you're with me. And I may be hemorrhaging on the inside, Lord, but I'm all right. All is well. Doesn't matter. All is well. I told a sister that last year, I don't know how many times. The Lord would tell me, tell her all is well. Just tell her to keep saying all is well. And I'm telling you, I'd say that. And then my wife get a phone call. Oh, my husband, this and this and that. And do-do-do. And I'd say, keep telling her to declare all is well. Well, you know, right now he's probably the most committed, submitted man in my church. We got to speak. Speak it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Bring God into your house. Make worship a lifestyle. And in your car. People see you crying. Man, that dude must have a lot of problems. And they don't know you're just lost with Jesus. I know it happened to me, you know, I'm on 410 crying, you know, hearing the worship. I know they were saying, man, the dude gotta have problems. You know? I got a problem, man, I just need more Jesus. Can't get enough. Fill yourself with Jesus. Jesus has a sweet spirit. If Jesus fills you up, I don't care how mean your husband is or your wife is. Sooner or later, they're going to not be able to be mean anymore. Because the sweet spirit of Christ. The word of God says rivers of living water flowing. The Holy Spirit flowing through your life. It's going to change that other person. Amen. I'm sorry I shifted gears and I'm almost all English right now, but... the other people going, ¿qué? What do you say? I wish I could understand them. I know it's good. I can tell. Necesitamos cambiar el ambiente en nuestra casa y dejar que entre Dios a nuestro hogar. Poner adoración día y noche para que los espíritus diabólicos se vayan. Al infierno de donde vinieron. What the Bible say? And an evil spirit would come upon Saul. And David would play the harp. And the spirit would leave Saul. Es lo que enseña la palabra, right? That's what the Bible shows. The evil spirit would come upon Saul. And David would play the harp. And the spirit would leave. That's the key. My stepson has kids that come over and they say, I sleep better in your house than my own house. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. Amigos de mi hijastro le dicen, yo no sé por qué, pero cuando yo llego a tu casa, yo duermo mejor que nunca. Mejor que mi propia casa. No lo entiendo. Es la presencia de Dios. It's the presence of God. We had a lady pastor come to our house. She sat down on our sofa and she started crying. I'm like, Lord, what's going on with sister pastor? She's like, oh, I feel the presence of God in this house so strong. Siento la presencia de Dios tan fuerte en esta casa. Y se puso a llorar. The Spirit of God, the presence of God can change anything. El Espíritu de Dios, la presencia de Dios, puede cambiar cualquier cosa, cualquier persona. Amén. I played in a few Christian bands here in town years ago. And a lady one time had a problem. She didn't know what to do. She called the director of our group and he said, we can't go. We got to go minister over here. And she said she put on a cassette that we had recorded and everything just went away when she put the music on. Worship. God is a spirit, and he's looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. De un espíritu está buscando a los que le adoren en espíritu en verdad. ¿Qué le dijo la mujer samaritana? Ustedes ni saben a quién están adorando. He told the Samaritan woman, y'all don't even know what you're worshiping. And she told Jesus, oh, well, you know, we worship here, and y'all say you got to worship in Jerusalem. And Jesus was trying to tell her, Jerusalem, Samaria, it don't matter where you are. It's knowing who you're worshiping. Not where you're worshiping that counts. It's who are you worshiping. Do you have understanding when you're worshiping God? Jesús le quiso hacer entender. No es donde te pones a adorar. Es si sabes, si tienes entendimiento de quién estás adorando. Que importa. No es o en Jerusalén, o acá, o acá. No puede ser bajo un mezquite. Can be under a mesquite tree. It's all about the heart. Trata del corazón. Where's your heart at? Amen. So, so one of the keys to bringing down strongholds is knowing who God is. Una de las llaves y las claves para derrumbar ataduras es sabiendo quién Dios es. I had a pastor in Houston that I helped, had like 300 member congregation. And one day he was laughing. He said, Brother Lee wants to save everybody and deliver everybody. You know, I took that as a compliment. Because the Lord said, I came to set the captives free. You're captive tonight? The Lord wants to set you free. I don't know what it could be. The stronghold could be murmuring and complaining. La atadura puede ser quejar y murmurar. Huh? That's why they had to do 40 years in the desert, because of murmuring and complaining. The children were the ones that entered the promised land. La Biblia lo dice, ¿verdad? Porque murmuraron y quejaron, no entraron a la tierra prometida, entraron sus hijos. Sometimes murmuring and complaining is what's keeping you from all the blessings that God wants to give you. Murmurar y quejar es lo que detiene las bendiciones que Dios te quiere dar. Trust God. Believe God. Confía en Dios. Cree en Él. Amen. My wife, she told me, you know what, babe, I think you should just go back to being an evangelist, because this thing being a pastor is just too hard. You know, being an evangelist. I tell her, babe, you got to do what God wants. You can't just decide what you want to do. Yeah, but you did so good. I said, yeah, but everything's for a season, you know? Prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor. I had someone prophesy to me 10 years ago. God says to tell you you're an apostle. Oh, an apostle, okay. Then you start finding out what an apostle is. Oh, my gosh. That's a big responsibility. Apostle, somebody that understands the structure of the church, how to form a church, what a church, like an architect understands a building, an apostle understands a church. Like, yeah, I guess I do. God took me through a process. Dios me llevó por un proceso, y sí entiendo muchas cosas. I do understand a lot of things. And I praise the day that he took me to worship, because that's when I went from being a musician to being a worshiper. See, you know you're a worshiper when you can worship without the instrument in your hand. You don't need the instrument to worship God. You know? And you come to find out the one you're entertaining ain't the people in front of you. It's him. It's all about him. He's the only one we want in this place. And you end up understanding that worship is the incense that brings his presence down and changes the place. So it's worship that's changing your life. If you let it, it will transform your life. It will become a lifestyle. Amen. You know, some people, they just want to jump and dance and shout. I'm not against all that. Believe me. I've done my share of jumping and dancing in services. But worship's where it's at. Well, Pastor, I don't know, man. I went to that church. Pastor, I felt like I was in the morgue. Everybody was crying. I don't even know why they're crying. Like being at a funeral home. They're crying because they're dying, boy. They're dying on the inside. So God can fill them up. Amen. You really, really have to know God in a strong way to break strongholds. Tienes que conocer a Dios en una fuerte, muy, manera muy fuerte para poder con ataduras. I'm just going to quickly give some examples of strongholds. Uno más unos ejemplos de ataduras. Anger. Coraje. That thing, anger can come in clusters. Es algo que viene en grupo. It's not just the spirit of anger. The anger brings with it hate, rage, murder, temper, cursing, vengeance, unforgiveness, bitterness, judgmental. All those things come in with anger. Anger leads to hate, and hate take you to murder. It's a stronghold. Well, Pastor, I just don't know what happens. She just pushed my button and I just... Something just takes me over and I can't control it. It's a stronghold. It's something you need to be delivered from. It's something that the power of God can break so that you don't beat up on your wife. God never intended for a woman to be a boxing bag, right. Punching bag. That's right. Pastor, I never hit my wife. I never hit my wife. But I tell you what, she hit me with that skillet on the back of the head just last week. I need to go back to ABCs and the cooking. Huh? Could you believe that there are some women that have never cooked for their husband? If you read Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman cooks for her husband. I've met some women that have never cooked for their husband. I'm like, Lord, how'd that be? You speak so clearly of what a virtuous woman is in Proverbs 31. Huh? You see, we got so many people chasing knowledge and information, but what good is the knowledge and the information if you never apply it or use it? That's the problem in a lot of churches. People want to learn and learn and learn and learn and grow and grow and grow, but if you're not using it, if you're not applying it, if you're not living it, it ain't going to help you. Se acabaron los amenes, hermano. Vamos a la pulga a ver si conseguimos uno. All the amens are gone. Let's go flea market, see if we can buy some. Another stronghold is fear. Otro atadura es temor. Fear of man, el temor del hombre, fear of authority, temor de la autoridad, doubt and unbelief, worry, anxiety, a fear of illness. All that's a stronghold. Todo eso es una atadura. Pues me duele aquí, que me duele acá, que me duele. My God, God never intended for you to be, oh, it hurts here, it hurts there, it hurts here. Huh? He is the healing balm of Gilead, is what the Word of God says. My wife has had headaches and stuff, and she, the first thing I tell her, I just pray and it goes. I tell her, we have to learn how to run to God before we run to Tylenol. Huh. Go to your house, open up the medicine cabinet, you got something for everything. My God, what you need God for? You got everything. Huh. All those things you got in there, you're just asking for things to come your way. Well, Pastor, I just want to be ready. You know, that migraine headache comes on. I just want to be ready, Pastor. Amen. Get ready. Get on your knees and start praying. And believe that God hears the prayer of a just man. Huh. Amen. Abandonment. It's another stronghold. Divorce, rejection, neglect, desertion, isolation, loneliness, self-pity. All those things are spirits. I don't know. I'm depressed. I don't know. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't know. I just feel sad sometimes. I don't know why. I just feel sad. It just comes over me. Well, I don't know. No, nobody loves me. I ain't got no friend in the world. Nobody cares. My mom doesn't care. My dad doesn't care. Nobody cares. Those are all spirits that come in. People you're hanging around. Movies you're exposing yourself to. People you're exposing yourself to. Those things just come in. Shame. Shame is a spirit. It's a stronghold. Anger, condemnation, disgrace, embarrassment, guilt, hatred, self-hate, self-pity, antisocial, inferiority. It's a whole cluster of stuff that just comes and just plants itself on you. When I do a deliverance, I sit down, me and my wife sit down, and we pray, and before we go into the deliverance, we let you know, we show you in the Bible where Jesus cast the devils out. And then we say, okay, you sure you're still, yes. And we show them right there where it says, when the spirit leaves, it will go and find seven others, and it will try to come back in. And so we let them know, if we deliver you and you go open that door up again, you're going to be seven times worse than you were right now. Because this brings seven spirits more. This is not a game. This is serious business. And then we listen to their life story, and as we're listening, the Holy Spirit's bitterness, resentment, anger, suicide, pornography, incest, alcoholism, spirit of nicotine, self-hate, self-condemnation, suicide. We make this big old list of, based on what we hear and what the Holy Spirit says. And then we say, are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. You need to go to the restroom? No, I'm good. Okay, you ready? Yeah. And we start praying. One at a time. One at a time until all those things come out. By the end of the deliverance, they feel like a train ran over them. They feel tired. But their countenance changes immediately. Their face looks totally different. A glow comes into their face immediately. And they end up delivered. They don't go back into whatever it was that they were in. And we tell them, you got to keep doors closed. Many years ago, a pastor got a call at 2 a.m. Showed up at these teenagers' house. Their parents had gone to another country and left them to live alone in a house. They had a band there with them, and they were a Christian band. And this Christian band took them to a gay lesbian club. And so when they got back to their house, all sort of things started happening. Things started moving. Lights started going off and on. And the pastor came. The first thing he did, he ran the whole band off. And he prayed and he prayed and he prayed until everything stopped moving and the lights stopped going off and on by themselves. And he told them, you brought all that when you brought them into your house. So you bring people in where you live, things are coming in. Things are coming in. If you're not filled with the presence of God, if your house ain't filled with the presence of God, things will try to come in. That's why I tell you. When people start telling me, Pastor, oh, this is happening, the first thing I tell them, put a CD of worship and just let it run day and night. I'll see you in a few days. It clears it out. Because those spirits can't stand worship. Those spirits can't stand the presence of God. Am I making sense? Amen. Lying, cheating, theft, deception, trickery, adultery, emotional adultery, self-deception, denial. All comes in a cluster. Financial lack. Belief in poverty, robbing God by not tithing, not believing in covenant blessings, greed, covetedness, debt, idolatry of possessions. That's why people are in financial lack sometimes. If you don't give God what's his, he ain't going to bless you. The truth is it all belongs to him. And it's all going to burn someday. Addictions, alcohol, tobacco, drugs, food, sugar, coffee, chocolate, pornography, sex, movies, overeating, drinking too much. All those things come in. Well, Pastor, I tell you what, Pastor, I ain't giving up my Netflix. No, sorry. It's the only reason I'm still sane. You better start giving something up, but don't give up Jesus. I heard of a pastor years ago in this town. You didn't show up to his church. You didn't tithe. He walked in the restaurant. You were sitting there. He'd be like, you want to give me your tithe now? People don't give their tithe, but they're eating out every day. And they want to know why. It seems like the bag has got a hole in it, and the money just doesn't. You trust God. You trust God and you believe God. If you bring the tithes into my storehouse, I will rebuke the devourer. He will. That car will keep on going and going and going and going. That washer and dryer will not break down. It'll just keep going and going and going. Your clothes ain't going to wear out. But you stop giving God that dime of every dollar and all of a sudden, oh, Lord, the car broke down. How much that going to cost? Oh, my God, the washer turns on, but it don't drain the water. What's going on, Lord? Jesus, where are you when I need you? How come I only feel you when I'm in church? I found out right away, you don't give God what's his, everything starts going wrong. But you give God what's his and everything will last you a long time. And you'll go from glory to glory and God will bless you and bless you and God will, I live in a house that's paid for. I don't owe a nickel on that house. God prophesied to me 10 years ago, I'm bringing you out of debt. When God speaks it, you just need to receive it and then get your life in order and do whatever it takes to get your life in order so you can see the fullest blessings of God. I was working for a man doing some townhomes in the Heights of Houston. And all of a sudden I had a little run-in with the guy I was working for. And I was like, that's okay, Lord. All is well. All is well. All is well. Then all of a sudden I get a phone call from somebody. Hey, this guy needs to hire somebody right away. I told him, you're the guy. And I was fighting it. I was like, Lord, I've been living by faith for so many years. You've always met every need. I mean, you know, my house is paid for. All I want to do is minister. And I call a guy and I go see him. And he offers me like 2.5 times what I was earning. And I'm like, I don't even know this guy. God. God. This is you. Huh? I wasn't looking for it. I was just waiting for it. I wasn't chasing it. I was waiting for it to chase me. I'm blessed. I'm blessed because when you put God first and you chase after him, he takes care of all the other things. I had a friend that worked for Coca-Cola for so many years, and his incentive was a retirement, and Coca-Cola got bought out, I forget how many years ago, like 7 or 8 years ago. And all those guys that were about to receive retirements and all, they let them go. They gave them like a partial of what they were supposed to get, and they cut them. They let them go. The Bible says some men trust in chariots and horses, and I'm telling you what, your trust better be in God. Amen. Your trust better not be in Obama. It better not be in Trump or Hillary. You better be trusting in God. And understand that if you're a child of the Most High King, you don't live in the economy. You're in God's economy. God's economy is there's divine intersections, divine meetings, divine connections. He's going to hook you up with people and he's going to bless you. People that you don't even know. About 12 years ago, I built a house that I designed and built myself and very proud of my house at the time, and I got into this place where I owed some money, and all of a sudden I get the letter, you know, if you don't have so much money by this day, we're going to take your house. And I was like, Lord, you know what he told me? I don't want your murmuring and complaining. I want worship. I'm being a worshiper. I know what that is, Lord. Throw that CD in there. You just ask Inez. Everybody in the world was always asking, hey, prophet, you got a new CD we can listen to? I threw that thing in. I start worshiping God. And 30 minutes, the phone rings. An architect I used to work for says, Lee, there's a guy in Houston. He needs somebody right now. You need to call him. I told him you're the guy, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I call the guy. He's like, how fast can you get here? I'm like, what you going to pay? I'll pay you $50 an hour. Not bad. Okay. Where am I going to stay? I'm going to pay for your hotel. I'm going to pay for your meals. I'm going to give you $50 an hour. Need you here tomorrow. Okay. I drove that night. Because he called me back and said, no, I want you to come tonight. The hotel's already reserved across the street. So I drove up that night. And I started working for that man for over a year, earning $50 an hour. And he told me, Lee, the money's on the ground. All you need is a wheelbarrow. Pick up all you want. All the hours you want to work. 11 or 12 years ago, $50 an hour. Because God takes you through the desert to find out what's in your heart. To find out if you really trust Him. Do you really believe in Him? He takes you through that desert. And that desert doesn't kill you, it just makes you stronger. If you're full of Him, it makes you stronger. So when winds come against you that are stronger than you've ever felt before, you're just like, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I know you got this. You got my back, Lord. That's the one thing I know. I've tried to put my hands on stuff. I tried to fix stuff, but nobody can fix it like you, Daddy. You go right at it. You take care of this problem. I ain't going to worry about it. I ain't going to lose no sleep. I ain't going to let the devil see me sweat. That's right. I have faith. Yes, I do. Yes. Amen. Yes. Just very quickly, depression, rejection, despair, hopelessness, sadness, self-pity, withdrawal, suicide. A cluster. Sensuality, lust, fantasy, coveting someone else's wife, premarital sex, sexual abuse, fornication, adultery, emotional adultery, demonic sex, pornography, bondage, control, rape, incest. It's all a cluster. Grief, sorrow, despair, heart loss, torment, weeping, anguish, agony. Pride, arrogance, selfishness, control. So many other things. I'm not even going to go into them. The thing is, just know that if it's not of God, it's from hell. God doesn't want you sad. He doesn't want you bitter. He don't want you resentful. He wants you happy. He wants you blessed. He wants you complete. He wants you to get up every day with joy and enjoy your life. And He wants you to do whatever it is He created you to do. Worship is in there somewhere. That's what God wants. Amen. So, I don't know what you're dealing with tonight. Maybe you're not dealing with anything. Maybe all is well and you don't have no problems. Everybody else has problems, but you don't have problems. Maybe you have problems and you don't even realize you have problems. Oh, Pastor, where are you going with all that? When was the last time you told your wife, you look good, baby? Your cooking really blessed me tonight. Thank you for washing and ironing and all that stuff that you do. When's the last time you said, I love you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I love you. Forgive me. Can you forgive me? Don't start with that stuff. That mushy stuff. When's the last time you watched a love movie with your wife? You know, like a decent, clean movie, you know? Babe, you know I don't like that stuff, you know? I know all you like is I'll be back. Violence and killing. That's all you like. Hey, babe, you forgot to mention I love the Fast and the Furious. Yeah, you love those scantily clad women. You better just repent. You better give your heart to Jesus again. You better start all over with Jesus. Honestly, sometimes we think everything's good and things are out of order because we lack understanding. My people perish for lack of understanding. If you're having friction and problems in your marriage, there's a lack of understanding. And when there's problems in a marriage, it takes two to tango. It's not, she got to change, Pastor. She got to change. She is the problem. She got to change, Pastor. I keep telling her she got to change, but she don't listen. And really, you're probably the one that needs to change. Because if she's a worshiper, and she loves God, and she has that genuine love that she would do anything in the world for you because she loves you. When she gets to that place where she wouldn't do anything for you, it's because there have been so many offenses that tank of love that she had just kind of drained out. It just kind of drained out. And she don't know why, but she just don't want to do anything for you anymore, really. And she don't know why, but she don't want to hug you. She don't want to kiss you. Because those offenses, you know. But we men, boy, we just, woman, what the heck you want? I done gave you my name. You got my house. What else do you want? You got my kids? Women are emotional, man. You got to tell them you love them. You got to hug them. You got to mean it. You know, ABCs, baby, abrazos, besos, caricias. You got to do all those things. You got to do all those things. You don't do it, somebody else going to do it for you. Somebody else going to come along and say, wow, you look good. My husband hadn't even told me that. I don't even remember last time he said that to me. Really, I look good? I ain't even dressed up. You seriously? You think I look good? There we go, Pastor. We're living by emotions. Up and down, up and down. Seriously. You don't want her. Somebody else does. You take care of what God gave you. God will bless you. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. I don't know what the rest of the service consists of, but if you want prayer tonight, we can pray for you. Yeah, Pastor, I'm just glad service is over, man. I got to go. I left some beans on the oven. It probably ain't got no water. House might be on fire. And you can go and sit down at that Spurs game, take an hour to get there, spend 3 hours there eating nachos, and leave there and walk half an hour to your car, take your time getting home, and you ain't even tired. Huh? Oh. Si quieren oración esta tarde, no queremos que vayan sin oración. Queremos orar por ustedes. We want to pray for you tonight. If anybody wants prayer, if you need to leave, go ahead. Si necesitas irte, no se preocupe. Huh? I tell you what, before we pray for anybody, I'm going to ask Inez to do a dismissal prayer. So if you need to leave, just leave quietly. Well, so we can minister to the people that do want to stay and be ministered to. Amen. Honestly, I know some of y'all probably do got to get home for whatever reason. Okay. So, Inez.
Amen. Thank you. Boy, the Lord is really speaking to us, huh? Holiness, heart, I mean, wow. Addictions and strongholds. The Lord is really speaking to his people about changing. Change. And like I mentioned Sunday, whatever the conviction comes, and he does it, you know, little by little, one by one, start dealing with that stronghold or whatever he's trying to cleanse you from. Amen. We forgot to do tithes and offering. So, Darlene, can you pass out the envelopes, please?